You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Did you know that Jesus is going to reign on this physical planet for 1,000 years? So have no fear that somebody is coming to destroy the earth with nuclear weapon. No, this earth is going to function, is still going to experience governance by Jesus Christ before we transit into the new heaven and the new earth. This physical earth, Jesus is going to reign there. Jesus is going to become the Lord of the earth for 1,000 years. Now, you need to understand is that human system of government, there is none of them that is good, there is none of them that is lasting. Whether democracy, whether it's monarchy, whether it's communism, whether it's military dictatorship, it does not matter. There is no one that is good. Just imagine, did you know that there are trillions of laws on earth today? If you calculate all the laws in countries of the world, they are in trillions. Now, ask yourself, how can human beings obey trillions, laws that are into trillions? That's to tell you that the system of government that we have is not what God intended. What God intended is the kingdom. And that kingdom is going to come. We cannot have that governance of the kingdom on earth today. We as believers can function in the kingdom, but the society as a whole, the world, cannot yet have the kingdom, because the kingdom must have the king, and there is only one king. And because this king lives forever, there will not be change of government, because he lives forever. David was king, but because he won't live forever, the kingdom was given to his children. So Solomon reigned after him, Rehoboam, and then it continued like that. But then it has come to Jesus. He is now the King of Kings. He is now the Prince of Prince of Peace. So for Jesus, he is going to reign forever. He is finally going to show man that the only system of government that is going to function, that is going to be forever, is the kingdom system of government, kingdom system of governance. Democracy is not adequate. It has too many shortcomings and is not going to last. You can see all the democratic countries. Look at Britain. They don't agree. They are running parliamentary system of government. Each one seeking power is saying he's the best. If you look at America, they are so divided that Democrats can never do anything right before the Republicans. Republicans can never do anything right before the Democrats. You see, these are the best human beings could come up with, but they are not going to last. Eventually, they are going to lead all of us into chaos, no matter the country, no matter the system. But then we have read that there is coming a millennial reign of Jesus, where Jesus with the saints are going to reign on earth for 1,000 years. Brethren, this earth is still going to experience some wonderful and great moment. Of course, this is going to be after the tribulation, after the reign of the Antichrist and so on. There is still a terrible time coming on earth, but after that, there is still a great time that is coming. Imagine Jesus Christ. You know, for you to have an idea of what the reign of Jesus will look like, what God has done is that he has given us a small of it in the Bible, and that is the reign of Solomon. You know, Jesus said one greater than Solomon is here. In the days of Solomon, silver became like sand. You don't need to know God, to fear God. Once you are under that reign of Solomon, you can't suffer. You are going to have a great life. Nothing to worry about. You are not going to worry about pension. You are not going to be worrying about paying bills, and so on, restlessness. Now, imagine that is Jesus. If Solomon could do that, I wish you can read the story of Solomon, what he did, what he built, how he reigned, the peace that came to the land. But then imagine when Jesus is the world leader. Jesus is coming. The Antichrist will try it first for 7 years. The Antichrist is going to come, and he wants to do it also to show that the kingdom of darkness has the best system of government. But of course, he's going to fail, lead the world into chaos. And eventually, at the coming of Christ, he's going to be taken and thrown life into the lake of fire. But for Jesus, he's going to reign physically here first for 1,000 years. After that, the devil will be released a little while. People will still be deceived. But in the 1,000 years of his reign, nobody will be deceived. There is going to be a time of pleasure, a time of peace. There is no zero crime, zero evil. It's still going to happen on this face of the earth. But then after that, Satan will be released. Men will still prefer to choose the devil above Jesus Christ. And eventually, this earth will be melted with fire. And then the new heaven and the new earth will descend from God and the new Jerusalem, where we will dwell with God forever and ever. And we will reign with Jesus. We will be with him forever and ever. So, brethren, it's a time of joy. It's going to be a time of greatness. But the question is, where will you be at that time? Will you be one of those that will resurrect and reign with Jesus? That will be possible if you die in Christ. That will be possible if now you believe in him. If now you walk in Jesus. That's why if today is the day you are hearing it again, do not delay your salvation. There is only one man that can save. His name is Christ Jesus. You can repent today. Call upon him. Confess your sin and say, Lord Jesus, save me. I want to be part of those that will be resurrected to reign with you in that millennial reign. I want to be one of those that will be with you forever. If you cry to Jesus and repent of your sin today, your name will be written in the book of life. And when that time comes, even though you may have been dead for a long time, the grave will open. You will come out with a new body and you will reign with Jesus forever and ever. May the name of the Lord Jesus Christ alone be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.